Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. As we do, we're joined now by, well, he's a, you know, Ammoland. Ammoland.com is the biggest website of its kind on the internet today, on the entire internet, on the entire rock of the earth. And the biggest writer at that website joins us now. He is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, young fellow.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I was addressing you.
Things going on, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. Now, there's something more interesting than what you wrote about that you want to kick off with. I'm more than happy to do that. I'm just looking at what you got here. Where would you like to lead off?
Well, let's talk a little bit about this situation in Wisconsin, where we have this mass murder by vehicle in Waukesha. A town. Maybe you've already talked that to death. I don't know.
I haven't talked about it at all. I've been waiting on you.
Oh. Well, I can't say that I have more information than more people do. I mean, there was a lot of information that came out almost immediately about the driver and his long rap sheet, multiple felonies that he is. He was released on $1,000 bail, I think, 3 days before this attack in Waukesha. And many, it appears, of the videos that were taken of the attack, which make it clear that it wasn't an accident, have been apparently scrubbed from easy access on the net. Now, fortunately, there are many people out there who take care to record things so that they're not easily taken down and forgotten. And it shows an amazing difference between the way Kyle Rittenhouse, who was protecting his community and defending himself, and the person who was the driver, who seems to have been bent on killing as many people as he could, as rapidly as he could, using the vehicle as a weapon. I don't see how you can watch those videos and come to another conclusion. Now, he may have been mentally ill. He may have been on drugs. I don't know. But I see many, many people coming up with excuses, you know, saying, well, you know, he was, he made a mistake. The gas pedal stuck. Or, you know, he didn't intend to do all that. He was fleeing from another crime scene. None of that seems very credible to me, and as I recall, the police chief in Waukesha has said they believe he will be charged with, now 6 homicides, illegal homicides, I should add. The last one to die was an 8-year-old boy. So it shows a curious asymmetry in the part of the media that they make every excuse they can for this person who killed 6 people that never threatened him at all, and Kyle Rittenhouse, who killed 2 and wounded another, all of whom were attacking him at the time that he shot. So it's a dichotomy, and it shows that for many of the people who believe they rule us, it's okay if white people are killed.
Well, I mean, you know, this thing, and the thing with that guy you're talking about, the vehicular homicide guy.
Correct.
Have you seen? I mean, he has a photo album full of mugshots. He's known. And
oh, yeah.
Some of the stuff that I'm hearing about this guy,
like 30 pages.
Yeah.
Of charges prior to this, and he'd been in and out of prison quite a bit, and he was released on bail by I think it's District Attorney Chisholm. I better be right on that. I'll have to check. In Milwaukee, who has a long history of using the law for political purposes. He is the guy who went after the supporters of Governor Walker, trying to keep them from fundraising for him and being politically active. And he had people raid their homes at 3 in the morning, did all kinds of unscrupulous and immoral things. But because he's a prosecutor, nobody has ever punished him or held him to account for these unscrupulous and immoral things. And now it's come home to rest. He said, or at least I thought, quoted on the internet somewhere, that when questioned about releasing all these criminals early, he said, well, yeah, somebody's going to get killed at some time, but it's just the price we have to pay.
Well, that's an interesting attitude for a lawman to take, huh?
Well, he's a political prosecutor, I've been told. I haven't researched it myself, that he has accepted a lot of money from one of the George Soros organizations to get elected to the district attorney position in Milwaukee, and they've had a couple of times to unelect him, and so far he has not. He remains in office.
Right.
So,
do we know if he got any Soros money?
My understanding is he did, yes.
See, I just had a candidate for lieutenant governor for Wisconsin. He was a guest on the show, and I was asking, can states hammer down on these guys that come in to take these positions as executors of the law, like a prosecuting attorney, and
right.
restrict them from getting out there and seeking to reinterpret or seeking to do something in the name of social justice, like. What's happening in California right now is all about mass incarceration, right? It's all about people being in jail.
They have very large power. What did your candidate say?
He believes like I do. And my question is, what is the process for this? And if there is a process for this, has it been pushed aside so much that it's going to take a veritable legislative act to just reactivate it now?
In the middle 70s and 80s, the Supreme Court passed a number of decisions where they gave almost absolute immunity to prosecutors, that they could do all kinds of illegal and immoral things up to in a very wide range of affairs, and that they could not be sued for it. Now, it might be possible for the legislature to pass laws holding them to account. After all, the legislature created the office. I don't believe the office is a constitutional office, although it might be in Wisconsin. But if the legislature created the office, they can change the terms of the office. So it might be possible for there to be a legislative solution. But it's difficult. These offices were meant to be held by honorable men whose first imperative was to see that justice was done. And so it wasn't meant that they would pick and choose, well, if my party is in power, then we'll prosecute the people from the other party, but we won't prosecute those people in my party.
Hang on for me just a second. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. speaking to Dean Weingarten. I interrupted. I had to slow you down so that you could...
Okay.
So well, where would you like to go with this?
Well, let me continue a little bit about... His name is John Chisholm. He's the elected district attorney in Milwaukee County. He was not opposed in the last election where he got something like 98% of the vote. And the Ballotopedia article about him, which I find... Remarkably independent and usually very clear, talks about how he took Governor Walker's battle with the teachers unions personally. His wife is a teacher, and kind of gives that as an explanation of why he did so many unethical and immoral things to persecute John Walker supporters. He is the vote... His next election comes up in 2025, so it's a long ways out there. And he has definitely received money, according to what I see on the Internet, from George Soros. He's one of the those considered to be Soros prosecutors. As the COVID epidemic hit, he asked for 40% of the people in Milwaukee jails or prisons to be released, and apparently they have been.
Why
he
did
is,
he want them released?
He's not part of the solution.
Why did he? What was it, what was his reasoning for wanting to do this mass release?
Prisons are unfair. With COVID, we should release prisoners. You know, the usual stuff. The reason that most of these woke warriors give is that if one demographic group has more people that suffer from some particular thing, well, it has to be racism, therefore it's not right, and you can't allow that.
Yeah, but it's all a result of Democratic policy.
Of course. But, of course, they never want to dig into the details on that or admit that Democrat policies might be at fault. And, right. He is unfortunately a serious threat to the people of the area. Of course, Waukesha, I don't think Waukesha is in Milwaukee County. Counties tend to be small in Wisconsin, and my understanding is that it is not. But that doesn't matter because he let out the person who did these mass murder, and they're affected by it, even though they're several miles outside his jurisdiction.
This is going to prove to be one of those things where they're going to get the opposite effect of what they want.
I think so. I think it is. Waukesha County is separate. The county seat in the largest city in Waukesha County is Waukesha. It's right next to Milwaukee County, I believe. And, they are suffering from the effects of the Milwaukee County District Attorney. And the District Attorney, as I've said before, we've talked about it a little bit, is a very powerful position in American politics, and it was rendered much more powerful by a series of Supreme Court decisions in the 70s and 80s that gave them almost, not quite, absolute immunity for almost anything they would do. I mean, if the district attorney would mow down a bunch of people with an SUV on a Christmas parade in Waukesha County, he could be held accountable for that. But if he decides to allow most criminals to go free, that's not something he can be prosecuted for. If he immorally prosecutes people because of their political views, or persecutes them through pre-dawn raids and such, that's not something he can be held accountable for, at least not by private lawsuit. Now, there may be legislative avenues, as I have mentioned, but prosecutors have very, very high levels of power in American society. People on the left have recognized that, see it as a vulnerability in our system, and have gone about electing prosecutors who are antithetical to our entire view of what the law should be. So that's where we are.
When you look at somebody like Binger, though, the way Binger went about pressing his case.
Yes, exactly.
This guy looks like somebody who went to like a strip mall for law school.
Actually, I watched him for hours. He is a very smart guy. He's not stupid. He understands the law pretty well. It's just that he had a very difficult case because he was prosecuting this case for political reasons and not for legal reasons. And, you know, he tried to bend the law as hard as he could. Fortunately for us, the judge believed in the rule of law. The jury believed in applying the rule of law as they were required to do by their responsibilities as jury members. And they found Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty on all counts. But it could have gone the other way. If we had members of the jury, for example, that thought that social justice and making the number of people convicted of one crime or another roughly equivalent to their racial proportions, we very likely would have had a different result. Many people have said that Kyle Rittenhouse should have been prosecuted and he should have been found guilty, not because of what he did, but because he is a white man, because of whiteness, because what they call white supremacy, because of white culture. I mean, it's stupid. We really live in an American culture, and yes, there's a majority of white people, but it had nothing to do with the color of the skin. It had everything to do with ideas about the rule of law, limited government rights that citizens retain and have by nature. But those are exactly the things people on the left want to eliminate because it prevents them from having total power.
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury has found all three defendants guilty on most charges in the Ahmed Aubrey murder trial.
Malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
The prosecution arguing the man was murdered without justification while jogging in a neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia last year. Attorneys for the defendant say it was self-defense when Aubrey resisted a citizen's arrest. Americans are seeing prices rise for goods and services, particularly for fuel at gas stations. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt criticizes the Biden administration's efforts to get gas prices down.
This administration is asking OPEC to increase production. We saw, it's just an absolute political stunt. 50 million barrels of oil is 2 days' supply in the U.S., about 2.5 days' supply.
USA Radio News. Weekly jobless claims are at their lowest level in more than 50 years. The Labor Department reporting 199,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims last week. President Biden spending his Thanksgiving at a million-dollar estate.
It's the first couple's first Thanksgiving as president and first lady.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will be eating their turkey on Nantucket, which is a family tradition. They arrived there on Tuesday evening after some community service at the D.C. Central Kitchen. The Biden family has celebrated Thanksgiving on the tiny Massachusetts island since 1975. They only missed the trip last year because of the pandemic. And from the USA Radio News New England Bureau, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police department contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been discussing activist DAs and their various shenanigans. Where would you like to go with this, sir?
Well, it sounds as though we have just got a decision in the Arbery case in Georgia. I heard it on the news break in between sections here, and it looks like all three men there have been found guilty of homicide. I'm not sure if it's murder or second-degree murder. What I haven't watched the case closely, as I did with Kyle Rittenhouse. I did look into it and write a couple articles about it very early on. It seems like a very harsh decision that may be appealed. It appeared to be fairly muddy at the beginning because several different prosecutors refused to take the case or just decided not to, and it has become very political. So having not watched the trial, it's hard for me to say, how just the verdict may be.
Well, I mean, based on the video that you saw, would you agree that they were wrong?
No. Just on the initial video I saw, it appeared to me that Arbery attacked one of the men who had a shotgun, and that man defended himself at that time. But I didn't see all the video before that, and much of the prosecution, my understanding, like I said, I haven't seen the trial, is based on what happened before that point. So that's an important difference.
I think the point that they were trying to make was that none of the people that were chasing him because they were chasing him, and they videoed him being chased. They had no knowledge of him having committed a crime.
That was in dispute in the trial because some things came up which I hadn't known before. And this is just little snippets that I caught. So, again, I'm speaking a little bit from ignorance here. Such things that the police had pictures of him and they circulated him pictures of him all around the neighborhood and asked people to detain him if they could. And the police had particularly interacted with people in that community and tried to figure out ways to detain Arbery, who apparently was known for a number of different suspected criminal activities in the area.
The guy who actually observed him on the property did not call the police and did not tell the McMichaels. The one guy who actually had firsthand knowledge, and it's not something that's in dispute, that was on the stand.
Is he the homeowner of the property that was being constructed?
No, he's the homeowner of the property that was across the street from it.
Yeah, so I don't know. I haven't heard that. Like I said, what happened beforehand becomes important, and I haven't watched all the trial. Only heard little snippets of it.
Well, it certainly fell on the back burner after Kenosha, without a doubt.
Yes, and another thing that happened was they... While this doesn't impact their case, they changed Georgia law about citizens' arrest after this incident.
Well, they changed it, but the point that was being made that did come out in the trial was that they had, in order to effect citizens' arrest, you have to have firsthand knowledge or witness it, which none of those three did or had.
Well, they saw Arbery apparently running from the property under question, the one that was under construction.
Well, they saw him running. Right, they saw him running. And they did not know where he was running from because they chased him for quite a distance.
Like I said, I haven't followed it closely enough to say what is factual and what isn't. I know that just the little bit I heard from the defense sounded like there was a credible defense, but obviously it wasn't enough to sway the jurors. So, I may go back and watch the trial, but it's several days. It was running concurrently with the Rittenhouse trial, so it's quite a bit to put in, a couple hundred hours of trial watching to figure out something that's already been decided.
The thing that's bugging me most about the Arbery case is that Joe Biden has weighed in on this one, too. And, I do not think that's the place of a president. If you're going to get out there and you're going to try to have a untampered with, to the furthest degree that you can possibly take it, if you're going to try not to mess with the jury pool, why does the president need to be making press releases about this? I mean, Nixon got in trouble for that during the Manson trial. This isn't something new.
Where I have a problem is that all of these efforts seem to be to erode the ability of people to protect themselves and their communities. They seem to be aimed at eroding the ability of people to take action in justifiable self-defense situations. The whole idea of a militia early on was that the militia helped police the community and protect it from people outside the community. So I think the left very much wants to eliminate that as a legitimate action and to instead insert nationally controlled police forces that answer directly to a federal government rather than state and local governments.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. The problem I have with this case is that I don't consider the Arbery case to be a self-defense case. If Arbery was attacking them directly, and they had to chase him down in order to get him to attack them, in order to get him to respond to them. Somebody's chasing you with a vehicle.
Part of that video where he did attack one of the people, and he did not, in my opinion, he didn't have to. He could have kept on running. But that's all I saw was that last little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, they had no reason to chase him. That's where their self-defense...
I haven't watched the trial.
Well, I mean, that's It's very apparent if you look at it. I mean, it's not something worth arguing about.
I can't say I'm going to, you know, I just can't agree one way or another without watching the evidence. So,
well, I mean, I'm just basing
something else since I haven't watched it, so I can't make an intelligent response.
Well, I mean, I'm just basing this upon the basic tenet of a concealed carrier, right? As a concealed carrier, well, I've had to draw a gun twice. When they turned tail and took off, I had to put the gun away. I couldn't chase them down. I couldn't shoot them in the back. The would-be attack, the would-be whatever it was going to be, changed when I did that. And, you know, it's... We got 9,000 people a day doing that do it fairly well. So, in any event, though...
Correct.
It's interesting to look at that case. It's sort of a completely opposite case to me from the Rittenhouse case.
Well, it's nowhere near as clear as the Kyle Rittenhouse case.
Yeah. Before we go on break, though, Amoland.com, that's where Dean writes. Well over 1,800-plus articles out there waiting for you at Amoland. Covering the entire spectrum. I mean, some of the stuff Dean and I have talked about that he's written about has inspired me to build whole guns based upon things that we've talked about shortcomings that people had out there in the real world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten as we head into Thanksgiving. You wrote an article that I found very intriguing because nobody writes articles like this. Most of the time, it's always some sort. It's almost like a sting operation. You had an interaction with a Yuma County deputy sheriff.
Yes, and I enjoy writing articles like this because I like to show that people in law enforcement are not our enemies, and that most law enforcement contacts end relatively peaceably and equitably, and especially if you're not in a big urban center. Many times the people who are peace officers just act reasonably. And I was out shooting. I had a suppressed pistol. Actually, I had a couple of them, but that didn't come into the story. And I was in a location that was a legal location in Arizona. You have to be a quarter mile away from occupied buildings. And there was an old abandoned little gravel pit there that I was shooting in. But there's a dirt track, not an actual street or road, that ran past it. And there had been a couple of people that had gone by while I was there shooting. And I was just finishing up shooting when a Yuma County deputy rolled up and parked his vehicle behind mine. And he came up. He was reasonably polite. And, we said hello, and then he asked what I was doing, and I said I was shooting, and did I know how far I was from buildings? And I said, yes, I was more than a quarter of a mile. And he immediately said that I was legally shooting there, but he had gotten some sort of a call or complaint. We have a lot of what we call winter visitors in Yuma in the wintertime. Some people would call them snowbirds. They come down for the good weather. And many are from places where they don't have as much freedom as Arizona does, places like California and Canada. And it's not uncommon for those people to be mildly concerned with people exercising their Second Amendment rights, whether they see somebody openly carrying or somebody shooting in an area where it's legal to do. So I had a good backstop in this old gravel pit, so it wasn't a problem. So we talked for a while, and he mentioned that people would walk in the area and drive vehicles in the area, and he wanted to make sure I had a good backstop and suggested I might reorient my my line of fire a little bit, which I could understand why he might want me to do that, and that was about it. We talked. He never mentioned anything about me having a suppressed firearm, which was no reason for him to do so. I wasn't violating any laws, and he didn't have any particular authority, I don't think, to ask me whether I had a National Firearms Act tax stamp or not, which I actually did have with me, but I didn't see any reason to volunteer it. And so we talked for about 15 minutes, and then he left, and I had already finished shooting, so I packed up and left just a little bit after he did. And it's the type of interaction with peace officers that are fairly common, especially in rural areas. And I found this to be true in other places around the world. I spent a few years in Panama, and I've been in other places like Australia. And if you treat the police as if they are humans and deserving of a modicum of respect, they will usually treat you the same way. So the purpose of the article was to show that police or deputies are people, and if you just act with them in a reasonable way. He never asked for any permits. He just never suggested I was breaking any laws. He just asked a little bit about my knowledge, and we interacted, and that was it.
I'm curious, because I don't own any NFA stuff at all. So if a local jurisdiction police officer rolls up on you and wants to see all of your NFA, do you have to carry that everywhere you go if you take that out to use it?
It depends on what state you are in. Some states do not have a local ordinance that mirrors the federal law. Some states have no regulation of suppressors at all, and it varies for other NFA items as well. Some have their own state laws, which are different from the National Firearms Act, and then some states, like Arizona, essentially mirror the National Firearms Act in their local ordinance. Texas, on September 1st, a Texas law went into effect that said not only do they no longer regulate suppressors at all in Texas, but they forbid local law enforcement from cooperating with federal officers in regulating suppressors. So you have to work at it in Texas to get arrested for some sort of suppressor violation, though it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, if you had somebody, say a member of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms or the FBI, you know, asked you if you had a proper paperwork for a suppressor and you didn't have it with you, you could possibly be arrested that way. But in all of the, let's see, I think in looking at like 7 or 8 years or 10 years in the past, I only found one federal arrest for suppressors in Texas in that time period. And Texas has something like 500,000 NFA tax-stamped suppressors in Texas. It has the most suppressors with NFA tax stamps of any state in the union. I think the next state is only half as much. And
well,
part of that is that's what happens. You get a lot of people with NFA items, and they say, well, it's a really stupid law. And then in Texas, they did what they could to try to help reform and repeal that federal law.
Well, I've been thinking about it. I've been toying with the idea of getting a suppressor for one of my ARs, or I guess all of my ARs. And I guess if I did, I'd probably... I'd have to modify the guns because neither one of them are set up to take a suppressor, but I guess
well,
once you get the
suppressor... Muzzle brakes?
Yes.
Most of the suppressors will, many of them, have attachments where you just unscrew the muzzle brake and you put on the attachment for the suppressor.
Right, right. That's what I was thinking about, but I mean, I haven't made that call yet, but I was looking at the price of a suppressor today. Just toying with the idea. I was in a gun shop, and I was just looking at them. I've never really looked at them that much before because I am loathe. I'm very much a person that likes my instant gratification. So if I go in there and pay $600-$800 for something, the idea that I have to wait at that point to get it.
Oh, yeah. And the ridiculous amount of time it takes to get a suppressor transferred under the federal law. It's like over a year now. It's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I did Form 1, and I had to spend about 6 months before I was able to get the Form 1 tax stamp, where you make your own.
Well, check it. We're about to run out of time. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and to all of our listeners.
And I will be in touch.
Very good.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. And as for me, well, you know, we'll be here tomorrow. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Happy Thanksgiving to you all. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.